Dan, two-parter for you. First, how do you know when to make that read to go down low there? And second, what are you doing in front of the net?
Scoring goals.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just not – I mean, that's not – you're not always in front of the net. I mean, how do you make that read?
Well, you know, I see – I was kind of deep in the zone, and I saw they made a good play at the blue line to have control, and, you know, kind of just beat my guy up the ice a little bit, got on the right side of him, and, you know, Killer made a great slice of the net there, and, you know, just luckily hit my stick, and it was kind of set up in my office in front of the net there. Yeah.
Steve, I know it's all about the team and the team result, but where does that goal rank for you as far as your, you know, playoff moments for you individually?
It's obviously a big goal. But in saying that, you know, we come to the playoffs to win hockey games. Obviously, you want to produce in you know, in these moments, but there's a reason why we've been very successful as a team throughout the season and so far in the playoffs. It's because we have really good players on our hockey team, and it's not about one guy. It's not about one line. It's the depth that makes, you know, good hockey teams. And like I said, our line knew that we wanted to step up and produce. Today was obviously nice to see, but we just want to win, and we'll continue to do everything we can to make sure that continues.
Do you hear the outside noise at all, Steven? And did your line ever get frustrated at any point?
I mean, sure. It's any time you. You know, you have a lot of success in the regular season, and you just want it to seamlessly, you know, transition into the playoffs. It's hard to produce in the regular season, never mind the playoffs, when it's very tight checking and you're playing really good hockey teams. But we knew it was going to come. I mean, it's percentages. You keep, you know, working hard. You keep shooting the puck. You keep, you know, working the way that you've done in the past, it's going to happen. So it was nice, like I said, to do it in a big win tonight.
Steven, people expect guys like the one next to you to play that grinding old school kind of game, but it seems like your whole team has approached the games this way, even with all the talent on this club. Did that come together as a process for your team to play that way, or is that really why you guys are at the top of the standings all year long?
Well, I think you look at our group. We're a very experienced group. You know, you don't look at the ages. I think you look at the experience you have at this time of the season. And our core bunch of guys that have been here for multiple runs is still intact. And you bring in the pieces that we brought in, including Dan and McDonough and Miller and Kunitz, and the list goes on and on of guys who have won in this league. And at this time of the year, they know what to do. And we knew going into the playoffs that we had another gear. And, you know, we're showing it right now. But at the end of the day, we haven't accomplished, you know, our goal. And we've given ourselves a chance to go back home and win a series. But we've come together as a group, and the guys who have come in have just fit in, you know, perfect, and it's been a lot of fun.
This can be for either or both of you guys. Just what the Bruins scored on special teams, they scored the shorthanded goals. What were you guys doing well to keep your composure? What was it like on the bench? What was being talked about? How did you stay within yourselves?
You know, obviously, you know, we want to stay in the box as much as we can, but, you know, they have a really pretty good power play, and I think you know, we really didn't get down on ourselves. You know, we knew we played a good solid 5-on-5 game. They did have a good push in the second. They were, you know, controlling the pace, but we're trying to let Vasi see some shots, and, you know, we just didn't really deviate from the game plan. You know, we just kept going and going, and, you know, after the second, you know, all we have to do is win a period, win a game, but, you know, we ended up, you know, tying it up there with the big goal by Stammer and, you know, getting it done in overtime, and, you know, you're going to win in different ways in the playoffs, and, you know, tonight was one of those days.